The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Shh. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right.
We have some, what do you call that? Oral restrictions. The neighbors are...
Whoa, we got our clothes on this morning.
That's a restriction if you're trying to do oral, that's for sure. Take the clothes off first. No, seriously, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah? We're doing a morning record of the show.
Morning recording.
Yeah.
Kind of rhymes.
Sort of.
That's why we did it. Well, it is sure. Big JD and Lippo in the morning, after all.
Right.
One of the rare occasions we actually tape in the morning.
It is, yeah. If I can record when I'm working in the morning, I probably wouldn't be up this early. Because I would be working the afternoon shift, but that's not the case now. I can get to bed whenever I want to get to bed.
And do you go to bed at a reasonable hour while you're off? And
I try.
Do you get up early when you're off?
I'm definitely not getting up early. A reasonable hour is one. I've been to bed this week at an unreasonable hour, yeah, like 3:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unreasonable. That sounds like me when I'm tired in the mornings.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Just one thing leads to the next. Next thing you know, it's 3:30 in the morning. Oh, I guess I should
might go as well just stay up.
I've never said that, no. You just kind of waste your next day, though, that's all. Which is no good. Got to get stuff done. And speaking of getting stuff done, you're still just working like crazy. And
yeah. It's constant.
It's constant. You're trying to drum up business, I see, for stuff that you're doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
The I Do thing?
The I Do wedding photography gig.
Videography.
Oh, I'm
not
sorry.
Not photography.
Oh, right, okay. That would make sense. Obviously, you're not going to be just taking photos when you can get the whole deal here.
But well, I never had a Facebook page for I Do before, so I figured it was time.
And is there a wedding show coming up soon? Or?
No, actually, but I decided to get to hook up with a wedding guide, Windsor Essex Wedding Guide.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the reason that I actually made the page.
Okay.
I don't know how much I really needed the page,
right.
You know,
yeah,
because of the website and whatnot. But
yeah.
I don't know, just another, you know, area of social media.
To cover.
Yeah. Only area of social media, actually, that presence for I Do, but.
Sure.
Another place to post things and, you know, spread the word.
Spread the word about Big JD. I Do Wedding Videography.
.ca. Actually, the website's going to go be getting an overhaul soon, too.
Very good. We're going to tell the fine folks what we're going to be talking about today on the show before we get into the news.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about rap and hip-hop.
Rap and the hip-hop. Big JD's going to let us know how hip-hop got involved with rap and the whole
relationship. Or how rap got involved with hip-hop.
Right. And what the relationship between the two is.
Because we're experts.
No. Exact opposite.
Experts on the genre.
Expert.
But we like to challenge ourselves, you know.
Sure, yeah. You learn a thing or two when you do this show.
And an interview coming up on the show a little bit later.
Shout out.
Yeah. Page One, Detroit rap artist.
Awesome.
And he's going to be on You Talking to Me with Big JD. That's coming up a little bit later. And I'm also going to play his new single on the show.
I came across an article this week about the earnings of the bands that played at Woodstock. Did you see this?
What is it?
The earnings of the bands that played at the
Woodstock. Oh, that's pretty cool, but no.
Of course, the headliner made the most amount of money.
And for the time, was it really good money?
Well, for Hendrix, it was, I think. In 1968 dollars, he made 18,000 of them. So I'd have to think that's 150 these days.
Maybe. 18,000 bucks to play at Woodstock?
Yep. And he was the headliner. And he didn't get to play till Monday morning. Nobody was there.
A nice time to play.
Yeah, nobody was there, pretty much. So it was Blood, Sweat, and Tears that made $15,000. And did they, or was the Who was there?
The Who was there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, were they the last band to play? I think they were.
Well, the Hendrix is the headliner and they didn't put him on last. Is that how that worked?
Right, because it was late or something. It was the end. Another rainstorm comes. I forget exactly why they had to stop playing on Sunday night. But they did. So Blood, Sweat, and Tears was next in line at 15 grand, which is crazy, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And then Joan Baez was $10,000. And everybody else was below that. So 18 grand, 15 grand, and then 10. Other bands that made 10,000 were CCR. Oh, and that's it. Just CCR and Joan Baez. 10 grand. The Band, Janis Joplin, Jefferson Airplane, they made 7,500 bucks. Sly and the Family Stone, 7 grand. Canned Heat and the Who, 6,250 bucks. Richie Havens.
Me and you would have paid them a little more to come to our house.
A little more, yeah. Johnny Winter, 3,700. 10 years after, 32.
Wow.
I'm just looking for...
And they were a big hit there.
A lot of bands. That was their defining
Santana?
Moment. Santana made $750.
Wow.
I know. Well, they didn't even have a record deal. They were just... We talked about why they got into...
Right.
How they got the gig.
We did, yeah.
And Shanana, 700 bucks. Keith Hartley. I didn't even know he was there. $500. Quill, 375.
Quill. Wow. Yeah.
That's a good band, eh?
No idea.
Something that was written about. You got a piece of news while I...
A little piece of news here. Slipknot. Guitarist stabbed in knife fight with brother.
Well, that happened all the time, didn't it?
Disturbing news from outside the world of classic rock. Slipknot guitarist Mick Thomson was reportedly stabbed in the back of the head during a drunken knife fight with his brother.
Nice.
Back in the head. And that was coming from Ultimate Classic Rock, says this morning. So I'm going to assume that was like yesterday morning, maybe.
Or
unless this was, early March 11. What are we at now?
12.
There you go.
So, yeah, it was last night. Well, that's a bummer.
That's some craziness.
Glenn Campbell, somebody who we know a little bit about. Before he became one of the most celebrated musicians in country music, I didn't know this, but Glenn Campbell was part of the Wrecking Crew. Do you know?
Yeah, no, I don't really know the Wrecking Crew.
Wrecking Crew, they were like the Funk Brothers. Like, they were the band that was...
Behind what, though?
Behind
what did they do?
Oh, what bands were they part of? Well, let me tell you who the Wrecking Crew was, because apparently there's going to be a movie that's going to be released tomorrow, March 13th.
About the Wrecking Crew?
The Wrecking Crew, yeah. Hmm. Included Hall of Fame drummer Hal Blaine and Earl Palmer, keyboardist Dr. John, and guitarist Tommy Tedesco. Okay. Wasn't the chick bass player, wasn't she in that?
In what?
The Wrecking Crew. Kate... I don't remember her name.
Chick bass player?
Yeah. She played on the Beach Boys stuff, Good Vibrations.
Older woman now.
Oh, yeah.
Who's like, played on everything?
Yeah, that's her. These guys played on everything. The Wrecking Crew played on everything.
Hmm.
If you're playing on the Beach Boys stuff and Be My Baby and all that kind of stuff. So Glenn Campbell was one of those dudes. So anyway, he was talking about... a Doors gig they had. They sent him up there to play two shows up in Washington, Tacoma.
Yeah, not with the Doors, but like...
On the bill.
Right.
So he goes to the gig and he goes, okay, where's my band? Well, you don't got no band. It's just you and your guitar. Get out there, boy. It's like, ooh.
Is that when he first started maybe playing by himself like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Do you know, I was supposed to go see Glenn Campbell when I was a kid, but I had like measles or chicken pox or something.
It's probably mono.
Nope. No, it wasn't kissing back then. yeah, at Windsor Arena, I believe it was.
Sure.
Yeah, so my I couldn't go, so my mom went with my dad. It was me and my dad were going to go, and I was just a little guy. Sure. Just like, you know, my dad liked Glenn Campbell. I liked Glenn Campbell. I was only probably, I don't know, 4 or 6, I don't know what, you know. Well, old enough to go to a show, I guess, anyways.
With your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. It would have been a good show. It
would have been awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Wish I could have gone.
I saw a show, something similar to that. Somebody who I wasn't, big guy, really good picker. He was on Hee Haw as well. That's the only way I knew.
Oh, Roy Clark.
Roy Clark.
Yeah.
That's the guy, yeah.
You saw Roy Clark?
I saw Roy Clark, and I didn't realize what I was actually going to see.
And when and why? Like, who was he
Somebody
with?
Had tickets to go see it, and I said I'd go. Just thought of a... It was during the week, I think, and it was at one of the theaters downtown here, downtown Detroit.
Okay.
Like the
Masonic, maybe? Or
yeah, no? Grand Circus or something. Okay. I'm not sure which one it was. And totally blown away. Like, wow, that guy's a virtuoso guitar player. And I just think of him as corny dude on Hee Haw. That's all I thought of him as, you know, every once in a while. But he had the licks going on, I remember. And
He was a big shooter.
Yeah.
At one time there.
I assume Glenn Campbell was the same kind of dude.
Is Roy Clark still around?
I don't know.
And the other guy from Hee Haw.
Buck Owens?
Buck Owens.
I don't know. I don't think Buck
Owens. Listening to Buck Owens. You know what that's from?
CCR.
Yeah.
Knocking on my back door.
Looking out my back door. Yep.
I love Buck Owens.
Yeah.
I kind of... Kelly Hawkins.
Hey, there's a name for a band.
I love Buck Owens.
Yeah, why don't we have a band called I Love Buck Owens? We'll do a song and we'll submit it to the thing we're supposed to do, which doesn't seem to be happening.
Wow. You're a slave.
What a great name, though. Driver. I Love Buck Owens.
I Love Buck Owens.
For a band.
Kelly Hoppe, who plays a bunch of Buck Owens stuff, and when he was in Train 45 and he did the Witnesses thing there, he turned me on to. Well, he played a bunch of them, and I'm thinking, I think that of Kelly Hoppe, he's like one of the coolest guys I know, and he's. Into Buck Owens, like, who is this guy? Like,
yeah, you don't appreciate that stuff till later somehow. But
I know I didn't appreciate it. I realized this guy's got like a ton of good tunes, and he can sing uniquely. He's fun to listen to. It's like you can tap your toe to that stuff, no problem.
Oh yeah.
So it's interesting how you become appreciative of a certain kind of music later on in life.
Yep, for sure. And lastly, Three Dog Nights, Jimmy Greenspoon. Dies of melanoma.
Yeah, I heard that. That's a bummer. Keyboard guy. Those guys were awesome.
Three Dog Night,
string.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
I heard that. He wasn't in the band, though, was he?
No.
They didn't do any of their own writing, though, I don't think, did they?
That I don't know. But they did that, right? Jeremiah was a bullfrog, and what's what about the world there?
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World,
same song, if I'm not mistaken. That's how the song
starts. No.
Jeremiah was a good friend. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his
wine. Oh, yeah. Joy to the World. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was called Joy to the World, not Jeremiah.
No. That's just the first line of the song, bro.
Yeah. Wow. Enlightening stuff. So I'm...
Jimmy Greenspoon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was going to say I'm not... all that well versed in Three Dog Night either, but they were
something that them. They had a string time. Of hits, but I don't want to say that a lot.
Yeah, I can't recall any other hit.
Who's the short blonde guy who wrote all the tunes? Jerry. Short guy, blonde.
Not Paul hair. Williams.
Paul Williams.
Yeah. He was in that band?
No, he wrote a lot of songs. Oh,
okay, I was going to say, yeah. We talked about him on a show not too long ago, too, because he was in Smoking the Bandit and stuff. And
yeah.
But yeah, he was a big songwriter.
Yeah.
Big songwriter.
Little guy, big songwriter.
Another great name for a band.
That's a little long, but I love Buck Owens. That's a good one. And we're going to get into some music here. Our genre this week, we're doing a genre. It's rap and hip hop. And I thought I'd pick a tune on the anniversary of this gentleman's death. He was shot not yesterday, but the day before that. Notorious Big.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Big Papa.
Oh. Oh. Check it out. Yeah. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few. Cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do it.
When you call me Big Papa,
throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the mad girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right. Alright?
Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
All right, that's Big Papa from Notorious Big on the anniversary of his death. It was interesting how there was the East Coast, West Coast rap, whatever you want to call that, rivalry, but it turned into deadliness. Isn't that, that's how Tupac died as well, wasn't it? It was an East-West rivalry, they think? Because I want to say both of those guys, their killers were never found out, were they?
That I don't know.
I don't think they were.
Yeah.
Both like,
well, Tupac's not actually dead, is he? They say.
Neither is Elvis.
He's not?
No, he's on an island with Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Making tunes, jamming, drinking Mai Tais. The Glenn Campbell story, speaking of getting wasted, that's one of his memories of going to do the Doors show. What was Jim Morrison was just floating around, never really comprehensive of what was going on. He remembers that. Anyway. So we can do like a little history of rap or?
Just a little bit of information from Diffin Online Entertainment Source, talking about rap music and hip-hop as a genre. Mm-hmm. Rap music is a combination of rhyming and poetry to a beat as part of the hip-hop genre, which involves lyrics over fast-paced music. Some people have described hip-hop as a way of life and a subculture, while rap is a specific genre of music. The Grammys for hip-hop category include R&B and rap subcategories.
Really?
Yeah.
There's subcategories of hip-hop.
Subcategories of hip-hop, which is what they say is a genre. And then there's a chart comparison, which goes into the elements and musical themes, the tone, popular artists, dancing, cultural origins, and stuff like that. So we can get into some of that as well.
Awesome. I'm just looking
at the... I listened to a ton of this, but I don't know that much about, you know what I mean? The culture, subculture thing. I just dig the music.
You dig the music?
Yeah. I have like tons of it and I just really dig it.
It's got...
The more hardcore it is, the better. I mean, I...
Hardcore. Now, what's your definition of hardcore?
For me, it's like gangster.
Oh, gangster.
Swearing.
Because right. That's a subgenre of rap.
Violent.
Because it's real life. It doesn't talk about... chicks mostly.
Well, yeah, I guess. But I mean, even the stuff that's not that hardcore seems real life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type sure. of lyrical content and stuff like that.
I like looking at the history of stuff because everything comes from somewhere and I always want to know where the genesis of anything is. And sometimes that is very.
Sure. This is really based on. Seems like a more true origin than, I mean, this and maybe the blues and some certain types of music, whereas others just seem, you know what I mean? They don't seem to have the same type of origin that this kind of music has, a roots Absolutely. Music.
Yeah. I want to say that country, blues, and rap, they yeah. all, some people would call it simple. Because it's
and stem from culture, just kind of a lifestyle, you know, that kind of thing.
Rapping can be traced back to its African roots. Mm-hmm. Centuries before hip-hop existed, the Griots of West Africa were delivering stories rhythmically over drums and sparse instrumentation. Such connections have been acknowledged by many modern artists, spoken word artists, mainstream news sources, and academics. Same with blues music. A lot of that stuff comes from back home in Africa. Very simple song structure as far as what's involved. There's not, you know, there's no bridges. And there is a theme that is revisited in a lot of songs. And like we would know that as a chorus, but those guys don't talk about chorus. Go back to the chorus. No, they don't usually do that kind of thing.
And some of the phrasing is different too, where things are kind of placed through the song, you know what I mean?
Right.
Vocally,
yeah.
Lyrically. And
that's right. And so studying that kind of thing can get you, give you a better appreciation for where that comes from and what kind of process the artist has to go through to create a tune.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right. Hip-hop, rap on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
One of our genre shows. Do you think that...
we're like the kings of hip-hop and rap, and we're going to freestyle near the end of the show for you.
No, we're not.
No.
No, that's not happening. Do you think that...
We could be the next M&Ms. We'll call ourselves Smarties.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, Smarties aren't in America, though.
Right. We'll be a Canadian import.
I still don't believe that. You can't go to Detroit and buy Smarties.
Right. You know that.
No, I don't know that. You told me that. Well, and I still don't believe it. I can't go to a gas station and buy Smarties over there.
Right.
They don't even import them from Canada.
No, why would they do that?
Yeah, why would they ever get anything from us?
Right. They got M&Ms. Speaking of white guys doing rap,
Vanilla Ice.
Well, there's Vanilla
wasn't
Ice.
He like what was his, what kind of music was that when he was doing that? I don't really even know it.
A bad rap.
Ice Baby. What was it? Was it called rap?
Yeah, it was rap music.
Okay.
Bad rap. Really bad, I thought. It was.
Like, and I wonder why he didn't do that again later. Like, he's been up on reality show of whatever and all that stuff, but he's never did music again and never did, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was afraid of getting sued, or I have no idea. Or getting shot.
Yeah.
Didn't want to become another Notorious Big or another Tupac. Who knows? And I'm sure there's a lot of other artists that bit the dust that we don't know about. It's the way I look at hip hop is there is some
he's
kind
classifying
of,
now.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're, that's what I do. I guess I analyze stuff and, there's like music behind it. That's very specific theme behind the rap where some rap, if you listen to, especially, older rap, the instrumentation is very sparse and there is little, arrangement in the song. It seems like less arrangement. Whereas hip-hop to me is like there's a specific music thing going on. And oftentimes they'll go to a chorus and they'll sing a chorus and then go back into the
I like that
as
too.
As a rap.
And sometimes when you don't often hear a lot of these artists actually sing, like honestly, even Eminem, it wasn't until a long time later that he actually sang anything.
Yeah.
He sang pretty good.
Not too bad.
But and I was just recently talking to Page One about that because I'd never really heard him sing. It's always like rapping.
Who, Page One?
And he sings really well.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. But yeah, tell us about
well, this it was a huge hit. I think it crossed over because for one thing, they're white guys. Two, it's a very common thing. Thrift shops. People go to the thrift shops and buy stuff.
Sure.
Because it's a good deal. And if you don't...
Shop in the lobby of the studio here. You can buy morning show t-shirts and everything.
Wow. So if you don't have the money, like, you know, so there's, it definitely hit a certain demographic of people, people who can relate.
Oh, that's gift shop.
Going to the Salvation Army and going to pick out something neat. And oftentimes you can get stuff in there that is a unique either piece of furniture or a lamp or a piece of clothes. And the thing that they do, the thing that they talk about when you go to a thrift shop is changing prices on stuff. It's called popping tags. So that's what Macklemore was doing, is popping tags. And it's so fun. Even kids can do it. So they got a kid at the beginning introducing the song, sort of. Hey, Macklemore, can we go to the thrift shop?
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. Piss. But shit, it was 99 cents. Pocket copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking mint. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Your Lord jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads will be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the. I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Popping tags. Yes,
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes.
Damn right.
I look incredible.
Hey, come on, man.
I'm in this big ass coat,
big ass
from
coat.
That thrift shop down the
Let's
road.
Come.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
All right, and talking about thrift shops, how about Salvation Army? They have thrift shops around and do a lot of other good. And this is a public service announcement that I did a number of years back with the IOG. He's a rap artist from Detroit as well, and a Christian rap artist, actually. And he's going to be on the show, actually, on the Easter Sunday on You Talking to Me, which is on the morning show. And this is the PSA that we did called Sally Ann.
Fell on hard times and was down on my luck. Was looking for help, but it was hard to find some. I kept my head high, swallowed up my pride. Sometimes you need a helping hand to survive. It was hard to smile when my problems had me down. And as I thought about it, it's been a while. Since I had joy, since I had peace. Trapped in trial, looking for a release. Doing the most good in every neighborhood. Salvation Army came through like I knew they would. Helping the brother out, helping the sister out. Showing the love of the Lord, that's what it's all about.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
We're back. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, and we've been talking about hip-hop, rap today on the show, and I was mentioning earlier about Diffin.com comparison chart, because hip-hop and rap seem often to kind of get lump-summed into both, I guess, being a type of music.
Sure.
You know, the same thing, or hip-hop being a type of music more so than a genre. Mm-hmm. So what they do is, in this comparison chart, they have these different areas. So like elements of hip-hop, MCing, DJing, graffiti.
Really?
Breakdancing is another...
So hip hop is like a scene. It's like a whole way of
lifestyle. Contains lifestyle trends such as clothing and slang. Also includes R&B and beatboxing.
Wow.
Under that, you know, same category of elements, rap is a combination of rhyming and poetry to a musical beat, which we mentioned earlier. And then there's the musical themes. So hip hop generally involves, and here's where they say musical themes. Now they talk about under hip hop as a kind of music. So it's generally involves witty, poetic wordplay, deals with social matters such as wealth, drug use, promiscuity, poverty, luxury, politics, etc. And then under rap, politics and pop culture.
Wow.
So even though they say that that's hip hop's kind of a genre or a lifestyle, and rap is a type of music. A type of music, they're kind of,
they overlap a lot.
Sort of lumping them together themselves.
Sure.
The tone, hip-hop, anywhere between fast-paced and swinging to slow and banging. Banging. Yeah. And then it usually rap, usually more serious. Popular artists. See, now they have the hip-hop artists and they have rap artists. So let's see who's under here. Tribe Called Quest, Wu-Tang Clan, Notorious Big, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, all under hip-hop.
Wow.
And then under rap, solo artists such as Eminem, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, Tupac, DMX.
Well, I understand how that, yeah. So some of that stuff is more musical, whereas I think Eminem, he, if we're going to distinguish the two, he could be in the hip-hop realm as well. Because he did,
yeah, he kind of bridges there.
Yeah, he does for sure, because some of the stuff he did, it was very hip-hop-ish, if we're going to, you know, say that it was musical and it had something to do with very specific subject matter.
And a lot of it really song-related, too, you know what I mean? And bringing in, like, parts from other
samples,
genres of music and
stuff, too. They sample rock music in rap. I know L.A., of course, the Compton area, and, you know, it was also a, it was a hotbed of inspiration for a lot of hip-hop and rap artists.
And coming up next on The Morning Show, it's you talking to me with Big JD and Detroit hip-hop rap artist Page One.
It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD, talking about hip hop and rap today on the show. And my guest is Detroit hip hop rap artist Page One. Welcome to You Talking to Me.
What up, Bill?
Maybe we can start out by you telling us some of your influences maybe through the years.
Well, you know, I started listening to rap a long time ago. So, you know, I have a lot of influences like Run DMC, NWA, the Ghetto Boys, Slick Rick, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, there's many great, but they all inspired me to do what I do today.
There's obviously a lot of great artists today. What do you think between the artists of the past that you used to listen to and the artists today? Do you favor one over the other? Or?
Yes, I believe the artists, you know, of old are way better than the artists of today because, you know, most of the artists today sounded like they are doing the same thing back in the day. You know, everybody was different. You know, everybody had their own sound, and, you know, it was a great thing.
Back in the day, for most kinds of music, I think music was a lot more innovative, and now it's there's a lot of cookie-cutter stuff, or you don't come across as many artists that are innovative today as there were when things started, really, right?
Right.
How'd you get your start?
I actually started rapping when I was 12.
Whoa.
A friend of mine, he stayed around the corner, he had a record out, and, you know, since I was fascinated with rap, I would go to him and ask him, you know, to teach me how to rap. He taught me his method, you know, using the rhyme dictionary and whatnot, and that's how I got started.
Do you play any instruments as well, or?
I can play the piano. I don't follow the music compositions. I just play by nature.
Yeah, yeah. Does it help when you're writing and whatnot?
No, actually, the beat really guides me, unless I'm feeling a certain way.
Right.
You know, most of the time the beat chooses me.
And hip-hop, rap, give us your analogy of the two, like what separates the two terms. You know, sometimes people tend to kind of lump some of the two terms together, maybe just meaning music. And, you know, from my understanding, hip-hop's more than just a term for music, like rap is. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, you know, the man to say hip-hop is a lifestyle. You know, it encompasses more than one component of just the music itself. And I would somewhat agree, you know, because, you know, like today, you know, there's many people, you know, trying to do, you know, this music thing, you know, especially in the rap industry. And that's what it is, a lot of rappers. You know, that's why they all sounding the same, because they mimicking, you know, piggybacking off each other. And whatever the hot sound of the day, you know, then they want to try to do it. And that's what I would say is a rapper, you know, someone who's just, you know, trying to use the art to make money. But hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, it's a lifestyle, you know, you live in it. You know, the words you speak, you know, in your music, you done lived it, or you live in it. Can't nobody make you a hip-hop artist, you know, you born that.
And what about the freestyle thing, like shows like Road to Total Slaughter, other shows that have been, you know, somewhere on the internet? I think there's been some on TV, the stuff like, you know, we'd see in the flick 8 Mile and whatnot, and these shows and contests, these things go on locally. Have you ever done those things?
Well, I never did any freestyle shows. Since I started young, when I was coming up, you know, I would freestyle against another MC in the street. I never did it for competition, you know, for prize money or recognition, nothing like that. And nowadays, I don't freestyle at all, mostly. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a writer. You know, to me, it ain't too many freestyle famous freestyle artists that blew up, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a guy who can, you know, freestyle can't make a hit record, you know what I'm saying? Mostly.
Right, right. Would you kind of group that stuff sometimes up into, like, when you're talking about, you know, your analogy between hip-hop and rap, you know, with some of the shows maybe trying to kind of cash in on rap?
Yeah, I believe that's exactly what it is. You know, they just trying to, you know, find their own way in this game, because, you know, the game done changed a lot, you know, because of the internet. You know, they're trying to find other ways to make money and gain people interest.
What's your take on the internet, actually? Digital music is actually pretty cool, but has it? Do you think it helps or more than it hurt you?
As an independent artist, I would say, you know, it could be one of the greatest things that ever happened, because we have now a chance to reach the world and keep most of the money to ourselves. But by being oversaturated, it also hurts, because, you know, everybody's doing the same thing, and it limits your presence, you know what I'm saying, to stand out as an artist, you know, when everybody is able to do the same thing. So I'd say, you know, it's one of those yin and yang type of things.
Yeah, it's kind of a 50-50 thing, but I think you hit the nail on the head there, being an independent artist, where you might not otherwise have been able to get your music out, you know, like when that wasn't available. It was pretty difficult to get music out, especially if you were just doing stuff like cassettes and things like that and trying to get that out to the public, where we didn't have access to, you know, email and posting stuff online and all these different sites like Bandcamp and all this, right? Or SoundCloud. That's where can listeners primarily find your stuff? Is it SoundCloud?
Well, that's the one I work the most. You know, I'm on Reverb Nation as well.
Right.
But I work the SoundCloud the most, because they're more compatible with a lot of other sites.
SoundCloud.com/TheRealPage1, and that's broken up the-real-page, the number one, right?
Correct.
Yeah, cool. So what's happening? I think you got at least one new single that's come out recently, right?
Yes, it's called Pull Your Pants Up, featuring Draco D. Originally, I planned on having a known artist on the song with me, but some complications happened with that, so I just went on and put it out anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I started getting, positive feedback on the song, so I'm starting to push it more, because I was just... giving away free download, hoping to, you know, chart just off free download. So, you know, I really wanted to get the message out anyway, because I was tired of seeing the youth with their pants off of their waist.
And we're going to play that song on the show, actually. That's cool. And you've got a couple other releases out. Tell us about some of your past work.
Yeah, as a solo artist, I have an album out titled True Hood Stories, which is like 80% true, you know what I'm saying, dealing with my life. The other 20%, I can say, you know, is just basically commercial material to try to, you know, promote the album, which was never promoted because I was incarcerated. But and I also have a single on iTunes, Chop on Chrome, which I'm going to redo for this album, my new album I got coming up, and again, I'm going to have some industry features on this album. That's what I'm waiting on to get ready to put it out. The first single is going to have two industry artists on it. One is an R&B singer is going to be on the chorus, and I'm going to have the other guy, you know, he's a rapper. I don't want to reveal no names at this point, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's going to be a great tune, and I believe, you know, the world's really going to dig.
What kind of advice would you give to young rappers out there that are just starting out?
I would tell the young artists, you know what I'm saying, to really study the craft, you know, because if you don't know where it came from, you can never take it where it's supposed to go. You know, I mean, that's the purpose of learning history, you know, so you won't repeat it or make the same mistakes that been made, you know. So because, you know, every artist believes that they're that artist, you know, and it's good to think that way. But if you don't know the business, you know, you can really hurt your career before you even start it.
Go to SoundCloud.com, The Real Page One. We're going to listen to Pull Your Pants Up. And it's been great having you on the show. It was great to talk to you again, man.
I appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. That's Detroit hip-hop rap artist Page One. I'm going to leave you with his new single, Pull Your Pants Up, on You Talking to Me.
This is a PSA, public service calling all OGs to put these young niggas in they place.
In they place.
Nigga, had your face. Homie, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Little nigga, pull your pants up. Why you wanna show your ass? Nigga, why you wanna show your ass? Homie, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Little nigga, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Why you wanna show your ass? Tell me why you wanna show your ass.
Yo, I ain't even know what happened. The little homies on the block got the flashing. I stand back like the medicine asking, is this for real? This was out here passing? So I got with some homies on real shit to sprinkle you again, cause the season is very thick. I'm trying to get the mental cause thinking is very sick. In my era we were suited and booted and taking flicks. I listen to the OGs in the town. Y'all, they taught a young boy how to put it down. When you dress up, press up and dress up. Tuck your shirt in and spray on some yes sir.
Homie, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Little nigga, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Why you wanna show your ass? Nigga, why you wanna show your ass? Homie, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Little nigga, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Why you wanna show your ass? Tell me why you wanna show your ass?
Brothers on the block, sagging and brack. Talking about the chicks they used to bang. Out of control, roaming around with your pants down. Pull them up now. Don't be a circus clown. Find a real purpose. Dress suitable. You got to realize inside you're so beautiful. Put away your image. You ain't gotta stick your chest out. Tighten them pants up. That's the best route. We ain't trying to see the crack of your ass or your drawers. We ain't trying to hear no explanation from you, your dogs. Pull your pants a little, fellas, act civilized. Pull your pants a little, homie, don't act surprised.
Homie, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Little nigga, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Why you wanna show your ass? Nigga, why you wanna show your ass? Homie, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Little nigga, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Why you wanna show your ass? Tell me why you wanna show your ass?
Who's that walking like a penguin, bruh? Cause his pants hanging down to his ankles, huh? That's a lesson to this lesson on how you should be dressing. That's not a fashion statement. You niggas so depressing. Put your back to back of the back of the trust. Can't step with us. We more than cardied up. Looking like we got some bucks. Look like you got on capris and what? Dun dun dun, showing what the fuck. All hail to the realest OGs raising the village. Cause these youngsters need an image to follow instead of women. No masculine showing, yo. I'm only seeing feminine. Cause they showing more booty cheeks than these women. Them.
Homie, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Little nigga, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Why you wanna show your ass? Nigga, why you wanna show your ass? Homie, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Little nigga, pull your pants up.
Pull them up.
Why you wanna show your ass?
Tell me why you wanna show your ass.
Somebody help me put my pants up.
Till the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're shaking. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, a rider out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shaking dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay, I still keep in stride. Cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggers in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls, I get on the floor. I come alive, y'all, give me what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hopper. You don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Well, Skittle Bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Because well, it rocks in a row with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. But we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba. Baby bubba to the boogie bang bang. The boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. To the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so well that you can't speak or do a thing but a rock and shuffle your feet and let it change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic beat, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in Hank, he has more rhymes than a serious bank. So come on, Hank, I sing that song until the rhythm of the boogity bang bang the ball.
The dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shock the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank or do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, or when the serious joint are from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop y'all, I take a top.
All right, that's the Sugar Hill Gang with Rapper's Delight, which to me was one of their very first rap songs. But he put a rap on top of a funk song. So that would be hip-hop, one of the earliest examples of hip-hop. And obviously rap, because it's called Rapper's Delight. And I remember being a DJ in a wedding band. That was the song that we learned how to be a DJ on. It was Rapper's Delight. And I always thought, well, this is, if this is
when rap, you were what?
I was a wedding DJ for a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that post-show.
Yeah.
Actually, that's something we should maybe have a show on, that kind of stuff.
What's that?
It's music related, DJing and whatnot.
Non-performing music industry.
Look at that. He pulled right out of his hat. You didn't even take it off his head to do it. yeah, that. And I was going to say also that an early example of something like that, we, you know, talking about them rapping over funk music or whatnot. But there was the old Run DMC thing with Aerosmith.
Right, which I think was a little bit later, because Run DMC, they were also, you know, I look at them as, you know, they're like the Elvis Presley of rock. That Run DMC, they were one of the groups out there that really pushed the genre and made it more popular. And them hooking up with Aerosmith, which was way after Walk This Way was really popular, like it gave that tune like a new resurgence. Mm-hmm. So, which was kind of interesting. So yeah, they were talking over the beginning of Walk This Way. It was a good example of the sampling that was going on. They had the opening riff, da 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 da.
Yeah,
that was throughout that whole song, which was a good, you know, had a good feel to it. It was kind of because right after that little riff in the original song, it was just a rock and roll bluesy kind of tune, but having that riff in there on top of a rap thing going on and a little funky bass going on, it was cool.
A lot of that happened later on too. I mean, there was Eminem does that a lot, but a lot of rap tunes, you hear pieces of
other music,
other modern music,
sure,
rock, metal, whatever.
Yeah, stick it in there if it fits. If it feels whoa, good, wear.
Whoa, that's a whole other genre. Okay, so that's it for this week.
What are we doing next week?
Yeah, what are we doing next
week? We're not going to do the non-performing music industry.
Oh, do you want to do that?
Sure, we could talk about radio, DJs.
Because I know we talked about advertising, music and advertising and stuff, but...
I don't know, I think it could be anything like
that. Yeah, radio, DJing, different formats of DJing, I guess. Radio sure. and
yeah,
weddings.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk from experience.
I'm sure we'll...
And what else is there? Just give me on one other piece of something there.
Something else, yeah, what else as far is as non-performing music goes?
Oh, like drum circles and things like that.
Drum circles,
it's
I love
sort
it.
Of a performance, but not a performance. I mean, it's, you know, or actually music for, what do you call it? Well, therapy and stuff like that.
Oh, sure.
Is that kind of a non-performing?
Music industry thing.
Yeah.
That's music.
Did we not talk about that, though, at one point as well? Music as therapy?
We did, as therapy, yeah.
Yeah.
We did talk about that. As far as how good is it for...
And music in offices and things like that.
Muzak, that's what I was going to say.
What?
What? Muzak. Oh. What kind of Muzak are we listening to?
I am going to destroy the planet Earth.
With my Muzak, that will destroy it for sure.
But music in offices and things like that, because they need licenses for that. You're not even supposed to play music in your office unless you're licensed to do
unless
that.
You're licensed, yeah.
Depending on, yeah. So we'll talk about thing. Some things like that.
Licensing and all that. Sure, let's do it.
All right. I'd like to thank Page One for his appearance on You Talking to Me today on the morning show. And we'll see everybody next week. And we'll leave you with some Bismarcky.
See you next week.
Bye.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Worth for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. Just bust this. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Yeah.
college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.